This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I'm guilty of this. If there's an old phone in a drawer, I think I've got a laptop that I replaced years ago. Maybe you've got a tablet that hasn't been switched on since lockdown. It might feel harmless to leave them just sitting there, but collectively, those forgotten gadgets are adding up to a huge environmental challenge. Australia is projected to generate 657,000 tonnes of e-waste every year by 2030. Yet a new survey suggests that only around 30% of us are concerned about its environmental impact. Well, Tom Penny is head of environment at Telstra. He joins us now. Tom, welcome to Drive.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're hearing that there are around 65 million unused devices sitting in Australian homes. How did we get to that point?
Well, Australia's just got this insatiable appetite for technology, which we need to connect across the country. And Australians are actually creating three times more e-waste than any other country compared to the global average. And that 657,000 tonnes figure, that's how much e-waste we're projected to create by 2030. Just to put it in perspective, that's like the same weight as about 19,000 Melbourne trams. So we're talking about a pretty big problem that we're facing into.
That's huge. When we talk about e-waste, Tom, what actually counts? Is it just phones and laptops, or does it include a lot more than we might realise?
Yep, so the simple way to think about it is anything that takes a battery or has a plug. So anything that runs on electricity. So it could be as small as a phone or something like that. Electrical e-waste could be a fridge or a washing machine or something as well. But at Telstra, we're obviously very focused on the connectivity devices and smart devices. So the phones, the modems, those sort of things, and how we can raise awareness of all of those devices in people's drawers.
So let's assume, like, we assume that, you know, we've got old electronics in our drawers, they're harmless, they're just sitting there, they're doing nothing. But why can e-waste become an environmental issue if it isn't recycled properly?
Well, they ultimately, if they're not recycled or recovered properly, the downside of it is that they ultimately end up in landfill and there's hazardous materials that can leach out and cause problems in the environment. That's one side of it. The positive benefit of this, though, is if we can recover those devices, they have precious metals, they have gold, they have copper, things in them as well, that we can actually recover and reuse. And it could be the materials or the devices could be reused or repaired. And if we do that, we can avoid the need to extract and mine some of those other materials. So there's a really big environmental impact that can be avoided too.
We're chatting with Tom Penny, head of environment at Telstra, talking about Australia's growing e-waste problem. Tom, something that concerns me is some research that you've done that suggests that only 30% of us are worried about e-waste. I would have thought that we were quite environmentally aware. Why do you think this problem still flies under the radar for so many of us?
I think it's that concept of set and forget with the old devices. So people tend to put them in drawers and put them away and it's out of sight, out of mind, but they're not really doing any harm. But the awareness thing is a really important factor. We also know some of the reasons why, through our research, why people keep their devices. And so we know in Victoria in particular that people can hold on to their devices like mobile phones for, on average, 7 years before they do something with them. And that they hold onto those devices, 27% are holding onto them just for the memories that are associated with a device, 29% for just in case moments, if they need it, a backup device, that sort of thing, and 21% because they just don't know what to do with it. And that's a really big focus of our campaign, is how we can raise awareness on what to do about it and that these things actually have value.
Now, you guys are a pretty big telco, probably the biggest one in the country. What responsibility do you have in terms of recycling phones and devices that you've provided to customers?
So we've been recycling devices and mobile phones in particular for over 25 years now. But the last year, we've really made a significant step up and we've made a commitment to reuse, recycle, donate or repair one smart device for every two devices we sell by 2030. So effectively 50% of the devices we put on the market, we're looking to get back and give a second life and keep that in circulation. So really committed, and our stores all have e-waste recycling points. So if you don't know what to do, really simple action is to collect up those devices and bring them into our stores, and you can drop them off and know that they're going to be securely recycled.
Can someone do that even if they're not a Telstra customer?
100%. In fact, we'd encourage it. Please, anyone come in that's got e-waste connected devices and come into the stores and drop them off.
So in terms of what these are made into, do some of the recycled materials go back into new phones?
They may do. So we have actually run a pilot within Telstra, if we think about our modems that we have, where we have recovered old modems, taken the plastic out of those, and recycled those and turned them into new modems. So we've got a sort of a second life that's happening with those. But other times the materials actually go out into, you know, into the supply chain, and, you know, gold and copper might be recovered and used for any other things. And that's totally fine too, as long as they get a second life there.
Tom, do you ever get surprised by what turns up and you go, oh my goodness, this is like 50 years old. It's amazing. Haven't seen one of these for years.
We get some pretty amazing devices. A lot of them are smartphones now, but we get some, you know, 90s mobile phones, which are lovely. We also get some random things, like I've seen a, you know, a toy monster truck in there one day, which is not strictly approved, but it's pretty cool.
Fantastic. Tom, good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Tom Penny, Head of Environment at Telstra. So have a look in your drawer tonight and have a look and see what sort of e-waste you've got in there that perhaps could be recycled.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.